This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Dublin, Ireland. The great potato famine that took hold in 1845 and continued through 1850 led to the deaths of an estimated 1 million people. Additionally, another 1 million Irish sailed away in hopes of opportunity. In addition to relocating in England, hundreds of thousands crossed the seas for North America, Australia, and New Zealand. By the 1850s, more than 50% of Toronto, Canada's residents were Irish immigrants. As well, the population of New York, Boston, and Baltimore swelled to more than 25% Irish. The ultimate tragedy of the Great Famine was the deaths from disease and starvation, sometimes in excess of 30% of the manifest on board the famine ships, caused directly by poor sanitary conditions. The ships were known most poignantly as coffin ships. Legend says that one could walk from Ireland to Boston over the dead bodies of Irish immigrants floating in the sea. Many of the vessels were purpose-built to haul lumber from North America to Europe, and the problem of return trips with empty holds was solved by filling the vessels with Irish immigrants packed like sardines in steerage. One vessel stands out in the annals of the potato famine exodus, and that's the Jeannie Johnson. She never lost a single soul, neither crew nor passenger, throughout her illustrious career. The original Jeannie Johnson is long gone, but an exact, working replica graces the dockside of the River Liffey in the heart of Dublin, Ireland today. Come along with us for a visit aboard the Jeannie Johnson with Captain John O'Neill, and you'll discover exactly why the legacy of the famine ship Jeannie Johnson is revered by Dubliners and people across the country. Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Liffey River in the heart of Dublin, Ireland, and we're here with John O'Neill, the skipper of a very, very famous recreated vessel. Tell us about this ship.
Hello, Tom. You're very welcome on board the Jeannie Johnston. This ship that you're on board was built as a replica back in 2003. She was finished for a voyage to America. She's built as a replica of a ship that was built in 1847 in Quebec in Canada, called the Jeannie Johnston. The original ship was designed to carry timber back from Canada to Europe. And at the time, as a lot of people are aware, Ireland was suffering from a huge famine. A massive decimation of the population occurred back then, and massive emigration ensued. And the Jeannie Johnston was one of thousands of ships that brought people from the west coast of Ireland to Gros Isle in Canada and to New York. The Jeannie Johnston was chosen as a replica ship to be built because it was the only ship on record to never suffer a loss of life at sea, which is, even in, like, to put that in context, to man or con a sailing ship back in the 1840s with relatively primitive technology, even though these ships would have been state of the art at the time, it was hard work, it was dangerous work. To not even lose a crew member or to lose any of the already under malnourished, sick passengers they had on board, to not lose one. Phenomenal achievement.
Isn't the stats around 30% loss on a lot of the famine ships?
30 to 70. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the ships were run by very ruthless captains and ship owners who were, you know, really capitalizing on misfortune, and they just didn't look after their passengers. They weren't treated as precious cargo. Yeah. They were just a way of paying the fare back to get the timber. The money was in bringing timber back from Canada. The Jeannie Johnston, the captain of the Jeannie, a man called Captain Attridge, and the doctor who worked on board, a man called Dr. Richard Brennerhassett, they were good people. You know, they were humanitarian, they were kind. They thought, treat our people well, let them up on deck, give them fresh air, keep clean conditions on board the ship. All these simple steps that we take for granted, washing our hands, preparing food in a clean area, all these small things.
How do you know that? Is there primary source material documenting
there
that?
There is information. It's very hard to find a lot of records for the ship in terms of crew lists and passenger lists, but just the sheer volume of the work they did, even in oral history and family memory, carries down. We know how well people were treated on board the ship because it is very well documented. There was a lot of people, when they were thinking of making passage to America or they were down here, the first question they'd all ask, does Dr. Brennerhassett sail with the ship? They wanted to go with him, and they would do anything they could to sail with this guy. We know people were well treated. We have now set up dialogue with a lot of people in the States, people who come over here visiting. They do the tour of the ship, and they're Irish Americans, very interested in their roots, finding out where they're from. We had a lovely email just before Christmas from a lady out of the blue, just asking for information on her grandfather. She didn't know he was connected with the Jeannie Johnston. She didn't know anything. She says, my grandfather's called Nicholas Donovan. Can you tell me, or great-great-grandfather, I beg your pardon, can you tell me some more information about him? Do you know anything about him? And we have a representation of Nicholas Donovan in our museum. He forms part of our tour. Our tour is all based on actual people. And we were able to write back to this lady and say, he's part of our tour. He's here. Nicholas Donovan. He was a baby who was born on board the day before the ship sailed on her maiden voyage to America. So we now have got this conversation. Our tour guide's got this conversation going with her. And she sent us on a picture of Nicholas working in his own bar, leading a great life that he went on to forge for himself when he got to America. So that was one of just the best stories to come out of the ship for us. You know, I thought that was really cool.
That's very touching. The Jeannie Johnston sails, right?
The Jeannie Johnston does sail. She was built as a fully working replica. Behind all the timber cladding you see here is a very, very modern ship. She was built to a very high spec. She has diesel propulsion as well as her sails. She did tour the east coast of America. She's done a lot of circumnavigations of Ireland. She's been out to the Mediterranean.
Further information about the tall ships and the Jeannie Johnston.
If you're looking for more information on the tall ships, there's a lot of websites and that being set up. I think DublinTallShips.com is one of them. We're a major feature on the skyline here in Dublin. We're delighted to be part of it, and what a great way to represent the city, you know, with the tall ship.
John O'Neill, skipper of the Jeannie Johnston tall ship, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Tom. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.